Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 6. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. And this is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. And if you're so inclined, please share this podcast with someone else who may also need some encouragement. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping, the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs, read my book reviews, listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. And don't forget my book, Regrouping, the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Tonight's episode, episode 6, Overthinking. And God willing, there'll be an episode 7 at some point. But first, a quick shout out. I'd like to shout out across the pond to Sir Elton John on his 35 years of sobriety. His anniversary was July 29th, 2025. You know him, you know his songs, you know his evolution. Maybe you remember his beautiful tribute song for Princess Di after her car crash, an untimely death. Well, he's still standing. He's a true survivor. And that made me think, are you celebrating a sobriety date too? I know there's some mixed opinions on this. Some people say it's a rebirth day. Some people say, oh, the dates don't matter, the days don't matter. But fist pump to everybody for listening and for staying on the recovery path. And maybe this is day one, or maybe this is day 101, or maybe this is year 35, or whatever it is. Remind yourself of the hard work you're putting in, resisting biochemical urges, quieting your brain, and sharing your sober self, your true self, with the world. It's a reminder that you're still standing too, and you've survived your darkest days, and that your sobriety started with day number one. So that's our shout out for tonight. And we have our witticism for the week, you know, a witty comment or a quote. And this is from one of my favorite authors, Mark Twain. Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful of your life. Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful of your life. Wow. One of my favorite books that he wrote is Life on the Mississippi. I don't know if you've read that book. You probably know some of his other books. But he was a pilot on the Mississippi River. And when I say pilot, you might think you might have a different connotation for that. Not the kind of pilot on the aircraft. He wasn't one of those. And not the kind of pilot the stable, you know, pilot here, pilot there. No, he wasn't one of those. But he was a riverboat pilot or harbor pilot with an expertise on the Mississippi River. Harbor pilots have expertise on specific waterways so that the vessels will have safe navigation through that passage. And that's a reminder, too, that you might have a sponsor or a mentor, a coach, a pilot that helps you navigate the rough waters. And it's also a reminder that no matter what came before, this day, today, has the chance of becoming the most beautiful one. Let's do that. Let's write this chapter as the most beautiful chapter in your life. No matter what came before, let's do that. Hey, are you doing your deep breathing throughout the day? I hope you are. But if you've listened to our podcasts, if you've been with us through any one of from 1 through 6, it was 6 today, if you've been listening, you know I like to start and end my podcasts and all my groups with some deep breathing. So let's do it. Let's do it together. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, shangri, floss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do that throughout the day. Remember to hold the breath. That's what slows down the heart rate. That's what gives you a chance for your prefrontal cortex, the thinking, rational part of your brain, to take over and realize there's no big emergency out there. We're standing here deep breathing. We're just enjoying the moment. Gets you out of your head. You know, we're going to talk about thinking tonight, overthinking in particular, but breathing is a great tool for that because it keeps you in the here and now. We're not churning up all the past stuff. We're not racing ahead to the future. We're just being right here, right now. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight about thinking and overthinking, and you may have to replay this hint, hint, and share it with some folks that might benefit from it. Please do that. But after listening tonight, you'll have two tools to use to help change your negative thinking. If you've been in a live group with me, you know where we're going with this. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. And folks that have known me in groups, they hear me say it all the time. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. And when I say it, I see a stop sign. I literally see a stop sign coming up to my face. And then I see crime scene tape come rolling out. And somebody asked me one time, they said, well, what's behind the crime scene tape? Well, it's quicksand, because your thinking will get you sinking. So stop, stop, cancel, cancel. See the stop sign, see the crime scene tape. I'm so not going there. The second tool is LIRR. So this is a thought training technique. Now, I'm a transplanted New Yorker, so LIRR was the Long Island Railroad. So it's thought training. This is the training part now. The LI, label it, the R, remind, and the last R, reset. So label it, remind, reset. So first you do your stop, stop, cancel, cancel, and then you have a label it, remind, and reset. And I've been using this since the 1990s, yeah, last century, right? I know. It works well, especially when I remember to do it. And that's the key. You got to remind yourself to do it. You got to practice it so it becomes part of your repertoire. Whenever you have a negative thought, stop, stop, cancel, cancel. Picture the stop sign coming right up to your face and the crime scene tape come rolling out. I'm so not going there. I've done this so much, I have to smile because I can't not see the stop sign or the crime scene tape when I do it. So I wake up in the morning, I might have an errant thought in my head. Oh, you should have gotten up earlier. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. I'm so not going there. And I've done this so much, you know, it becomes a regular part. And I'd like that to be one of your tools, your go-to tools to use. So we don't want you sinking with the negative thinking. Picture the tape, picture the quicksand. Now you might do it differently. You might transport yourself to a pleasant place. You can do it that way. Matrix, the outpatient program, they say when you do thought stopping, picture a switch that goes from on to off, you know, light switch. Watch it go from on to off, and then remove yourself from that situation and put yourself in a pleasant place. So you might do it that way. I've been doing it this way, and this works for me. Try out different ways. See what works for you. But the main thing is we've got to stop negative thought patterns. And the second part, of course, is the train. You label it. So I woke up in the morning with that thought. I should have. That's a should statement. That's negative thinking. That's perfectionist thinking. I remind myself, what's the goal? The goal is to get up and have a great day. And I reset. I take a deep breath. And then I get up with an attitude of gratitude. You see that? You refocused yourself, you reset, and you get up and you start the day. So we're going to practice these two tools tonight, and hopefully at the end of the podcast, you'll be motivated to use them and try them out more and more. So here's one of the ways to use it with overthinking, and that was our topic for tonight, overthinking. And that's making things more complicated and more stressful than they need to be. And I don't know if that resonated with you. Sometimes I go there. Sometimes I go really deeply there and I need to get out of it. So stop, stop, cancel, cancel. It's counterproductive. You can get trapped in overthinking because the space keeps expanding and expanding. And you start thinking of every angle and every option and every contingency, but it keeps you from taking action. And that's why it's a negative thought pattern. That's why you need to stop it. It becomes an avoidance strategy. You overthink and overthink and you never do. So we've got to get out of that thought pattern. So here's an example, and I know it's a silly example, but let's just roll with it. You probably know the book Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. So here's an example of classic overthinking. You hear the title Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss, and you start thinking, why that book? Why Green Eggs and Ham? Why not The Cat in the Hat? Doesn't she like cats? Cat in the Hat was published before the Green Eggs and Ham, and it's known by more people. And what about the ham and the eggs? Does she have a breakfast fixation? Why not The Lorax? Was that a little too political for the podcast? And then you start thinking about all the other Dr. Seuss books that you know. You see, we're kind of overthinking. We just got to the title. But then you get to the book a little bit. Green Eggs and Ham. Well, shouldn't it be Green Eggs and or Ham? I mean, that's a lot of cows and cholesterol with the eggs and the ham. Why not egg whites? Green egg whites and ham. Green egg whites and or ham. Yeah, that sounds healthier. Why no vegan option? And what about the sides? Toast, bread, and or biscuits? And is there a senior menu? You see what's happened here. We haven't even approached the content. The box, the fox, the rain, the train, the boat, the goat. We're never going to get there because we've been overthinking the title and the choice. And we're just not. But seriously, I mean, he's traipsing around with a plate of eggs and ham. Isn't the real concern about bacteria here? Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. Get out of your head. That's the thought stopping we got to do here. Let's not go there. Now let's reset. We stopped it. Now we're going to label it. Classic overthinking. A classic. Now, what is the goal? We're reminding ourselves of the goal. The goal is to read the book. And then we got to reset. Let's take a quick deep breath. All right. Let's begin again with focus. Now go read. Go read the book. So that's what we've got. We've got label it, remind, reset. We've got our stop, stop, cancel, cancel. Let's put it together in another example. Suppose I'm going to go for a walk. Where am I going to go? The park, the gym, the street, the trail? Hey, is it too hot? Is it going to rain? What shoes am I going to wear? What shirt? Oh, my hair. OMG, my hair. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. I'm so not going there. This is classic overthinking. A classic. The goal is to walk. Do a deep breath. Keep it simple. Refocus. Go walk. Practice these tools, get out of your head. Now notice that there's no shame or judgment in any of this. Just a commitment to stopping the thought pattern. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel, and then moving into that new, well-balanced train of thought. Label it, classic overthinking, remind, reset. You'll start seeing other patterns that you have and how helpful this will be. And I hope it was helpful. I hope that this was time well spent. You can use your thought stopping with those perfectionist thoughts, those shoulds. Stop shooting on yourself. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. And when you hear somebody else say stop, stop, cancel, cancel, you know they probably heard Miss Ann say it. I had a guy in group one time, and he said this to me. He said, ma'am, when you first said that, I thought you were a real fruitcake. He says, because it was the most ridiculous thing, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, the most ridiculous thing, he did call me a fruitcake, but the other stuff I'm paraphrasing, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, never going to work. And guess what happened? You know what happened. He tried it out and he found out that, you know, this simple tool was actually a game changer. Get out of your head and then train a new thought. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. I'm so not going there. Then label it, remind, reset. It's just a book. It's just a walk. Go read. Go walk. Get on with your life. All right. Well, let's do a round of deep breathing. I think we've covered a lot tonight. So let's do a round of deep breathing and get you going. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do that throughout the day. Hey, I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you tonight. And please send the silent intention of peace and love to your friends and family and to somebody who might be struggling tonight. And please give today and every day the chance to become the most beautiful one of your life. That little paraphrase from Mark Twain. I'll see you in podcast 7, and thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.